Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, November 18th, 2019. The federal government is sponsoring the construction of a new heart center in Berlin with 100 million euros. This was decided by the Budget Committee of the Bundestag. The federal funds are to be made available in the years 2021 to 2028 via the budget of the Federal Ministry of Health. According to the Senate Chancellery, the state has already pledged 286.9 million euros for the long-planned project. The Universitate Herzzentrum Berlin, or the UHZB, is to be built from 2021 on the premises of the Virchow-Klinik of the Charité in Wedding. According to the Senate Chancellery, a new building with 28,000 square meters of usable space and 380 beds is planned, where all cardiovascular diseases will be treated. It's not yet known, however, when it will be completed. According to Mayor Michael Mueller, quote, Europe's most modern heart center is being built in Berlin. The committee's decision is, quote, a sign of confidence in the high quality and great potential of Berlin's cardiac medicine. Per reporting from the Senate administration, Jewish institutions in Berlin must continue to be protected at a, quote, high level. The protective measures extend as far as visible protection around the clock with local police officers. In addition, special structural precautions continue to be taken at several Jewish institutions. Moreover, the Senate administration explained that, quote, ongoing talks with the Jewish community will be held on the adaptation of protective measures. According to the Senate, there are about 60 Jewish institutions in Berlin, which include synagogues, schools, kindergartens, and cemeteries. Immediately after the right-wing terrorist and anti-Semitically motivated attack in Halle on October 9th, the protection of Jewish institutions in Berlin had been, quote, extensively increased. No information was given on the number of police officers deployed, however, and it was said that security can be subject to changes during the course of the day and week. After the Halle attack, an unscheduled meeting of the Roundtable Against Anti-Semitic Violence was called in Berlin. Torsten Achtmann of the SPD, State Secretary for the Interior, emphasized that Berlin was, quote, very well positioned in comparison to other federal states when it comes to protecting Jewish institutions. Several months after its announcement, the application for a planned project in Berlin to supply cannabis for recreational use has made only slow progress. Per its spokeswoman, Lena Hoegemann, originally announced for September, it's currently still being examined by the Senate Department for Health. It's assumed that the application could be submitted to the Federal Institute for Drugs and Medical Devices, or BfArM, before the end of this year. The institute then has 3 months to process it, with an answer expected at the end of March. With the model project, cannabis is to be distributed to a limited number of adult study participants in a controlled and scientifically accompanied manner. Neutral distribution points and advice are also planned. According to Hoegemann, the application was prepared by the Center for Interdisciplinary Addiction Research at the University of Hamburg on behalf of the Health Administration. The aim of the project is to encourage current consumers to consume less or at lower risk. Katarina Pirot, drug policy spokeswoman for the Green Parliamentary Group, said that 350,000 euros each in the 2020 and 2021 dual budget were secured for the implementation of the project or for the complaint in the event of rejection of the application. Pharmacies, for example, would be useful as dispensing points because of the safety precautions required for narcotics. A few years ago, the district of Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg tried to implement a model project for the controlled sale of cannabis. The Drug Administration rejected the application of the district at that time because sales were incompatible with the narcotics law. Since 2017, certain patients in Germany have been able to have medical cannabis prescribed by a doctor. The Sinistar movie theater in the Sony Center at Potsdamer Platz will close at the end of the year. The lease, which expires on December 31st, 2019, after exactly 20 years, will not be extended. According to managing director Oliver Falk, in an interview with RBB, the cinema was well attended, but because of the high rent, the operation of the cinema complex was in deficit. The neighboring IMAX cinema will also close at the end of the year. The service union Verdi pointed out that about 110 jobs will be affected by the closure. Jörg Reichel, Verdi trade union secretary, told the RBB that the announcement of the closure was news for him. Rumors that other Berlin locations of the CineStar group, such as the cinema in the Kulturbrauerei or the Cubics on Alexanderplatz, were also on the brink of collapse, were denied by the manager. There is also no connection between the closure of the Sony Center and the planned takeover of the CineStar Group by VU and Cinemax. This takeover will be reviewed by the Antitrust Office until the end of the year. Oxford Properties, the owner of the Sony Center, confirmed to the RBB Abendschau that they were already in talks with several interested parties for the property. The aim is to maintain the Sony Center as an important movie location in Berlin. CineStar often screens movies in their original versions, and they will now occasionally be shown in the Kulturbrauerei, Cubics, and at the CineStar locations Hellersdorf, Treptow, and Tegel. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.